The Blood of Forgiveness and Cleansing by Roy Lesson. Read by Jason Brown. A reading from God's Word. For without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Hebrews 9:22. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Jesus was crucified at the time of the Jewish feast of Passover. This was not a coincidence. It was ordained of God. Jesus is called our Passover. 1 Corinthians 5:7. And also the Lamb of God. John 1:29. The first Passover took place more than 3,000 years ago. It happened on the night when God sent the 10th plague upon Egypt. This plague would bring death to the firstborn in the land. To escape this judgment, the Jewish people were to follow God's specific instructions for deliverance. Each family was commanded to choose a lamb according to God's specifications, and the lamb was to be slain and its blood applied to the two side posts and the upper door post of each house. The slain lamb was then to be brought into the home, roasted, and eaten by everyone inside. It was in this context that God made this promise. The blood on your doorposts will serve as a sign, marking the houses where you are staying. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. This plague of death will not touch you when I strike the land of Egypt. Exodus 12:13. There was only one way the Jewish people could be delivered from the judgment of death. They did not think up this way. It was God's way. It was the way of the blood. It was the only way. Through the substitutionary death of the Passover lamb, God was telling us that one day, in the fullness of time, He would send a lamb into the world, His lamb, perfect, sinless, to be our Savior and deliverer from sin. The shed blood of God's lamb has provided by His grace so many life-changing things for us. Two of these include our forgiveness and cleansing. One of life's frustrations is when I buy a new shirt and then spill something on it the first time I wear it. What makes it even worse is when the item I spilled leaves a stain that I can't remove. Sin is like a stain in us that wouldn't come out, no matter how hard we try. To remove the stain of sin will take something far beyond anything we can do. God is the only one who has the solution. In Isaiah 1:18, God gives us this wonder-working promise. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18. It is only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ that sin's stain can be removed and we can be forgiven and cleansed. Forgiveness and cleansing are very different things. Suppose a boy got very angry at a classmate while at school, and during the lunch hour the boy wrote some hateful things on the chalkboard. Just as the boy was about to leave, the teacher walked in. When the teacher read what was written on the board, he asked the boy if he had written it. The boy confessed and said that he was sorry. The teacher forgave, and the boy then took a cloth and wiped the chalkboard clean so it would never be seen or read again. When God forgives us, He also cleanses us and remembers our sins no more. I, only I, am He who wipes out transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. That's from Isaiah 43:25. Jesus, thank you for leaving heaven and coming to earth to die on the cross for me. Thank you for shedding your blood so I could begin each day in the joy of being cleansed and forgiven. Thank you for being the Lamb of God, my perfect Savior from sin. To Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Revelations 1:5.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.